We are doing Siddur HaKabbalah, and we're up to the second chapter. From Adam HaRishon, to the destruction of the first temple. That is what the second chapter will cover. And so, Adam HaRishon, Me'atah Natchil Behoda'at Zeh. Dor Echad Dor Kefi Efshar. So now we're going to go making this known, generation after generation, as best as we can. V'noman will say, Rosh HaNivraim B'mine Enoshi, the first creation when it comes to human beings, Homo sapiens, Ritzoni Lomar, Adam HaRishon. We begin with the first man, Adam, the first. Im he'eviro k'tzat me'amchuvan, he strayed slightly from God's intent, so to speak, v'ntoto leta'avotav ha'gashmiyot, and his leaning towards his physical desires, hushlam lefi teva ha'enoshut lalecht b'dachei Hashem. Nonetheless, he was complete in his human nature to go in the ways of Hashem. So you hear that? On the one hand, he was slightly off. We know he sinned. On the other hand, he was whole when it comes to his human nature to go in the ways of Hashem. So this needs a lot of work. What's he talking about, right? How does that work? Okay. The olid shet b'shnat me'ashloshim, and when he was 130 years old, he had a son, Seth, Shase, bidmuto ketzalmo, who also shared that elevated stature, that elevated human form, the capacity to be godly. Veshet olit et enosh b'shnat kuf hei. Shet had a son named Enosh at age 105. So now, when Shet has Enosh, 235 years have passed since creation. And in the days of Enosh, mankind started rebelling and naming the stars and the constellations, the zodiac, as gods. What I mean to say is they used to attribute rulership to different constellations, to different celestial beings. Lanifradim means those that are separate from us, and the mazalot, the stars in the zodiac, v'deshar kochavim, and the other stars, zebecho, they attributed this strength to this one, the zebecho, and this strength to that one. Ve'afu, in just a minute we'll finish the paragraph. Ve'afu, v'tzoni lomar, enosh haya min ha'toim. The Miri holds enosh too was one of those who were in error. V'tchilat ta'otam haya lechavdam v'lefaram. Their error began when they honored and glorified these stars and constellations. V'ayu choshevin. They thought, just like a king wants the nation to honor their officers, their advisors who stick to them, so to God must want the lower creatures to honor the higher creatures. And therefore, in error, they started serving them, bowing to them, with this intent originally, that they were higher than us humans, so we must serve them. So they made houses in their honor, and temples in their honor, to bring sacrifices in those houses and temples. And their focus was originally that they be intermediaries between mankind and God. And now, next time we'll pick up with the Mabul and then the Palaga as we continue.